Cold temperatures occurred in the upper Midwest this morning, with some frost and freeze conditions being reported across parts of Minnesota, northwestern Wisconsin, as well as the easternmost Dakotas. Temperatures dropped down into the range of 23 to 30 degrees in far northern portions of Minnesota, but most of the summer crops that were impacted saw temperatures that ranged from 28 to 33 degrees. The frost and light freezes will likely help to defoliate the soybean crop and accelerate the harvest across some of that region. Otherwise, the weather across the Midwest in the last 24 hours has been basically quite dry, and temperatures have been mild to warm. We've seen temperatures in the afternoon yesterday running mostly in the 60s and 70s, although temperatures over 80 degrees occurred in southernmost Indiana, parts of southern Ohio, and southernmost in Illinois, as well as parts of Kentucky. Well, the temperatures will continue to be bouncing around between mild and warm as we move forward through this next 7-day period, and there's only two opportunities for rainfall of significance over the next 10 days, in fact almost 2 weeks, and that will likely favor additional crop maturation and harvest progress across a fair amount of the Midwest. This first disturbance is going to take place starting tonight in the northwestern Corn Belt. As this event begins to evolve, it'll likely bring some moisture into parts of Minnesota and portions of Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, and eastern Dakotas. Most of this will occur for a very brief period of time as we go through the night tonight and into the morning tomorrow. The frontal system and associated precipitation will not hold up very well as it moves across the heart of the Midwest tomorrow into Friday morning, and we'll expect to see some showers occurring across many areas, but moisture totals will run a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 4 or 5 tenths of an inch, with maybe something a little bit greater in a few spots. Most of the precipitation is not likely to last more than a few hours, and we'll likely see disruptions to field work lasting no more than a full day, and in most cases just a half day or less. The precipitation will be followed by additional dry weather that will occur across the region, and temperatures will warm back up again as we get into the weekend into the early part of next week. The next frontal system that moves through the Midwest is likely to do so with very little precipitation. That one is going to occur on Monday into Tuesday, and it'll come across the region so quickly that it won't have a chance to generate meaningful precipitation, although a few showers will be possible. The third frontal system will be the most active one that'll come into the region, and that one is expected to occur around the 17th through the 19th, and that system could produce some more precipitation for parts of the region. At this point in time, though, it doesn't look like there's going to be much moisture between this weekend and that time. Now, for the most part, our temperatures are going to be very pleasant across the region. We'll look for the high temperatures today to work their way upwards into the 60s and 70s across many areas. In fact, the highs today will look very much like those of yesterday, with some extremes over 80 degrees possible in the immediate Ohio River Valley from southern Indiana into Kentucky and parts of southernmost Illinois. Now, we'll see the cooler air trying to work its way southward starting tomorrow, but the southern parts of the Midwest will actually heat up, and we'll see temperatures in the upper 70s and 80s in the south half of the region, while temperatures in the far north are in the upper 50s and 60s. As we move into the day on Friday, everybody will cool off. We'll look for highs in the 50s and 60s across most of the Midwest, and some of that will continue in eastern areas on Saturday while the west begins to warm. As we get into the latter part of the weekend and early next week, we'll once again see temperatures above average for most of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.